Let's do this. Kaylee Scheller reporting with today's top stories.
The theft of an empty plane by an airline worker who performed dangerous loops before crashing into a remote island in Puget Sound illustrated what aviation experts have long known. One of the biggest potential perils for commercial air travel is airline or airport employees causing mayhem. Errol Southers, a former FBI agent and transportation security expert, said, quote, "The greatest threat we have to aviation is the insider threat. Here we have an employee who was vetted to the level to have access to the aircraft and had a skill set proficient enough to take off with that plane." Video showed the Horizon Air Q400, a turboprop plane that seats 76 people, doing large loops and other dangerous maneuvers at the sunset on Puget Sound. The flight lasted about 75 minutes and ended Friday night when he crashed into the small island after being chased by military jets. Southers said the man could have caused mass destruction. A U.S. official briefed on the matter told the Associated Press that the man was Richard Russell. Officials said he was a 3.5-year Horizon employee and had clearance to be among aircraft, but that to their knowledge, he wasn't a licensed pilot. He took the empty plane from a maintenance area. Alaska Airlines said the suspect was a ground service agent employed by Horizon. Those employees are the ones that direct aircraft for takeoff and gate approach and de-ice planes, as well as handle baggage. It's unclear how the 29-year-old attained the skills to do loops in the aircraft. Gary Beck, CEO of Horizon Air, said it wasn't clear how the man knew how to start the engine even, which requires a series of switches and levers. At a news conference, officials from Alaska Airlines and Horizon Air say they are working with authorities. Embarking on a mission that scientists have been dreaming of since the Sputnik era, a NASA spacecraft hurled Sunday toward the sun on a quest to unlock some of its mysteries by getting closer than any object sent before. If all goes well, the Parker Solar Probe will fly straight through the wispy edges of the sun's corona or outer atmosphere in November. In the years ahead, it will gradually get within 6 million kilometers of the surface, its instruments protected from the extreme heat and radiation by a revolutionary new carbon heat shield and other high-tech wizardry. Altogether, the Parker Probe will make 24 close approaches to our star during the 7-year, $1.5 billion journey. In an about-face, U.S. Representative Chris Collins is ending his re-election bid days after the Republican congressman from New York was charged with insider trading, while his Democratic challenger is calling on him to resign immediately. Collins released a statement Saturday morning saying he will suspend his campaign and finish the rest of the term. Collins was indicted Wednesday on charges he passed inside information about a biotechnology company to family members so they could profit from illicit trades. He had later said that day that he would remain on the ballot despite the indictment and fight the charges. But Collins reversed on himself on Saturday, saying, quote, "I have decided that it is in the best interests of the constituents of NY27, the Republican Party, and President Trump's agenda for me to suspend my campaign for re-election to Congress." He went on to say that he will fill out his term and, quote, "continue to fight the meritless charges brought against me. He has denied any wrongdoing."
All right, guys, that's all I got for now. Make sure to tune in tomorrow morning for the latest. This is Kaylee Scheller signing off.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.